Migiwa Arimo is a visual artist in Yellow Springs. The work she creates in her studio might end up in a traditional art gallery or carried through the streets during a political protest. Because alongside her formal studio work, Arimo makes protest banners. She's been showing her artwork in galleries for over 30 years, but recently her banners were included in an exhibition of protest art called Still They Persist. Through the two separate practices, formal studio art and protest banner making, Arimo demonstrates harmony between artist and concerned citizen. Community Voices producer Tess Cortez visited her studio in Yellow Springs and brings us this story.
Artist Migiwa Arimo keeps a lot of cotton fabric on hand in her bright, sunlit studio.
Usually my banners are 3 feet by anywhere from 7 to 9 feet wide. You don't want to put a lot of expense to it. You use the house paint, and usually black, red, maybe some other color. At that point, as soon as I make my banner, the ownership sort of disappears. I keep seeing in Washington, D.C. and Cleveland the banner that I make. People feel really free to own them.
Banners have been used as a call to join, like in this 2017 protest.
In the 90s, Yellow Springs was trying to save some of the farmland from being developed. I started doing a lot of banner making for that. The last few years, I've been doing a lot of banner making for the local Black Lives Matter movement.
And MLK Day March.
Local activist Bomani Moyenda said that being Facebook friends with Arimo led to the creation of a banner that features a quote from acclaimed writer James Baldwin.
It comes as a great shock to discover that the flag to which you have pledged allegiance has not pledged allegiance to you, James Baldwin. I saw this, I think I posted it on my Facebook page, and she commented, you know, I said, wow, that's beautiful. And I said, you know, I'd love to have a poster, a banner. And she said, yes, that would be great.
Moyenda unfurls the banner to show me and describes another banner, a portrait of a young man shot and killed by police at the Beaver Creek Walmart in 2014.
My favorite one is the one she did with John Crawford's likeness that says Justice for John Crawford, and there's a painting of him. It's been to Washington, D.C., Columbus, Ferguson, Missouri. It's been used so much that I loaned it out, and I've lost track of it. There would be like a vacancy in this whole movement and effort, you know, without her contributions.
To me, even though I don't put my name on it, this whole banner making and banner using is a public art. 12 years ago, I started this project called the House Visit Project. Instead of just showing your work in the gallery space, you take your work to individual homes and have a conversation around it. Eventually, that type of art project, it became so-called social practice or participatory work. And in a way, my banner work, it's sort of in that category. Once you create that, it's a people's art rather than singular artist's work. And in that sense, I can think of that as an ongoing art project, too.
Curator Maria Seta Reeder at the Wave Pool Gallery in Cincinnati describes Arimo's banners included in the exhibition Still They Persist, protest art of the 2017 Women's Marches.
There's actually two pieces of her work in our exhibition Still They Persist. One that she walked with in D.C., which was, it says Inaugurate Resistance. It's a white sheet with red painting on top of it. The second one, the chin up fangs out, that's a really hot pink piece of sheet that she painted on with white and black paint. Those two pieces fit in perfectly with our work. Not only are they actually two of the biggest oversized scale pieces that we have, but they are a commanding presence. Contemporary artists, living artists, react to the world that we're living in right now and share their opinions on it with people who are also living right now. So that changes culture. That drives culture. That can make all the difference in how we understand the world around us. You know, I think that the world needs more artists like Migiwa.
For Culture Couch on WYSO, I'm Tess Cortez.
You can see photographs of Miguwa Orimo's protest banners on our website, wyso.org. The exhibition Still They Persist is currently on view at Salisbury University in Maryland through March 16th and will travel to Oakland, California in 2019. Culture Couch is made possible by a generous grant from the Ohio Arts Council.